Hello there, my name's Stephen Baker. I really appreciate you coming on to seekthetruth.org.uk and listening to these podcasts. If you have a flick back through, I think there's over 40 now, and ranging with a wide range of subjects. And I hope that as you listen to them, you will find that they are pointing you consistently to what the Bible has to say. The aim of this blog, as the title would indicate, or should I say the aim of this podcast, a blog, I do a blog as well, which is called findingthemissingpiece.blogspot.com. If you'd like to read that, hopefully you would find that interesting. The aim of this podcast, and indeed the blog, and I do something on YouTube as well. If you look under Stephen Baker, you might find that there. It's really to point people to the truth. Now, we live in a world where we say, how can we know the truth? I believe that God has revealed the truth to us in his word, the Bible. That's an amazing thing, that we can know right from wrong, that we can know the truth, that we can know things that are true. We live in a world where everything seems to be regarded as being true or not true, and there's extremes, and yet God has spoken. And we know that so often in life things can't be trusted, things can't be depended upon, and yet I want to assure you today, the word of God, well, it's permanent and it's unchanging. The word of God is described as something that is solid, something that is incorruptible. It lives and abides forever. I had my car in today for a service, and well, I don't know about you, but I like good service. I like people to look after me, and it was one of the things I did when I was in business, was advise people and train people in terms of customer service and looking after people. When I had booked the car in, they'd said to me if I get it in by about 12 o'clock, because I had a meeting in town at 2 o'clock, and then it would be ready by 4 o'clock. And, sorry, it was going in at 12, it would be ready by 2, and I would probably pick it up around about 3. Well, when I handed it in, they then said to me, well, hold on a minute, I'll not be ready then, it'll be the end of the day. And I said, well, the lady over here, she advised me that if I had it in by 12, it would be ready by at least 2, but I don't need it till 3. They said, oh, but the people go for their lunch at 1. I said, I'm not really too interested in when they have their lunch break, much as I respect the fact we all need to have a break. You know, I'm just simply handing my car in for a service, and you made commitments. Anyway, as it turns out, my meeting went on longer than I expected, and I wasn't there till about 4, so everything worked out well. But it's good, isn't it, to make promises that you can keep. And it's good to be honest when you say something, and not just to say it to make someone feel good or to get a sale or to get someone on your side, and then you find out it's actually not very genuine, it's not very true. I just want, in my few moments with you today, to draw your attention to a God who cannot lie. That's what the Bible says. It says God cannot lie. That's amazing, isn't it? We do. It's one of the Ten Commandments. We break it. I was talking to children in school this week, and, you know, we were talking about the fact that all of us break the commandments. We don't break all of the commandments. I've never committed adultery. I thank God for that. Mind you, the Lord Jesus said, you'll read it in Matthew chapter 5, that if I lust after a woman in my heart, you know, with my eye, well, you know, that is the same. I just haven't taken it to the point where I've actually done the act, the seed plot of the same sins in my mind. I thankfully never murdered anyone. If you're like me, sometimes you feel like murdering people whenever they treat you badly or whatever, but maybe they feel that about me as well. But the Lord Jesus said, hating in your heart is the seed plot, same thing. Oh, you say, that's tough. Well, you tell me where the process starts. I don't think most of the guys I visited in prison ever expected to be there. I don't think when they were beautiful little babies in the arms of their mother, they ever thought that they would go over the edge and do what they did. Or you say it was their circumstances. Some of them, it wasn't. They were brought up well. Others had bad. But the heart of man, the Bible says, the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked, and it's in us all the ability. Thank God. There used to be an expression that people often used, and they would say, there go I, but for the grace of God. People don't think about the grace of God too much these days. God has preserved your life if you've never got into trouble. How many times have you nearly lost it? How many times, and we've all got different failings, of course. Maybe your temper isn't one of yours. How many times have you nearly gone and done that thing that lust or greed or envy or pride or lying Well, we do them all. I'm not criticising you, I'm just the same as you. But let me bring you to the sure word of God. God cannot lie, and the Bible says this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now we're talking about good service and quality. You'll never get anything that will match this. God says, if you call upon his name, and implicit in that idea is when you call upon God because you realise you can't do it, because you realise you're flawed and failed, and because you need him and you need his forgiveness, you call and you ask him. If you call upon God and cry to God today, you might be listening to me today, you might have drink problems, you might have financial problems, you might have marital problems, you might have difficulties you can't cope with. Call upon God, cry to God, confess your sin, confess your need. He promises that if you call, he'll save. He does his part in the deal. Now, as I finish, listen to this. It's confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, supreme, greater than anyone else. You don't believe that? Read the Bible. He's to be trusted. He came from heaven and became a man. He died for you. He rose from the dead. He is the Son of God come to earth so we could know God. Confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And with your heart you believe and God makes you right with himself. And with your mouth you confess that God has saved you. And the Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not be ashamed. You'll never regret it. I trust that God would richly bless you today. Maybe I should put it another way. I hope you'll let God richly bless you today. Please go on to the website, seekthetruth.org.uk, and the other ones, as I mentioned, and I trust that God will richly bless you. Thank you for listening.